Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you by Les Schwab Tire Centers. It'll be the best 45 minutes of your life, I promise. Doing the right thing since 1952.
Shower, shave, and coffee, it's time to get that sports fix. Bring a case of the Mondays, then there's would you rather, just a little bit of awkward. So tune in live today. It's Dusty and Cam.
Which one's crusty and which one's dusty?
My sports package is huge now.
Where are you at, brother?
Hornswoggled, befuddled.
I'm ready to crush your dreams in the morning.
Lighten up, Cam.
You don't even have a barn.
Would have built one just for you.
You'll love your dog.
I love you.
It's time for Dusty and Cam.
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, the 6th of July, 2020. Dusty here at Cam Cleland. Good morning, Mr. Cleland. How
What's
was
up,
the
man?
4th
second
of July?
Half.
Second half. Oh.
Second half team.
Second half. However you want to look at it.
I saw
however,
a great meme.
However you want to see it, we're in the second half. Just kicked off.
I got a great meme.
I saw all LA definitely kicked off.
What do you mean?
On Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
They kicked off.
Yeah. My I got family lives down there, and my cousin put on Facebook a picture of the air quality on July 3rd and the air quality on July 5th. And it went from like moderate to good air quality
to murky
to poor.
Poor.
And hazardous.
Poor.
In a lot of areas, because so many fireworks were let off in LA, in the LA area.
They let them go. I saw that clip of the viral clip of it, and it was, I mean, if you just wanted to sit on your, sit on your deck or maybe sit on your roof, you were going to get a heck of a show no matter what.
You have a good one?
Yeah. I mean, it's a three-day weekend.
Did you celebrate by?
We relaxed. Enjoyed family and friends.
Well, we
that's
left.
What you should do.
When we left on Thursday, it kind of sounded like the Clelands were heading towards a meat coma with all of the fine foods that you were going to be putting on the smoker. Did the meat coma ensue?
I didn't use any smoker. No, I didn't do it. I did a full. I did a full griddle. We just did griddles. Sure. We did breakfast. We did fajitas. You know, a lot of stuff. You know, this was an eating weekend. Wait. According to ESPN, it was one of the most popular eating weekends. As we got to see those two, what would you call? You know what? I saw someone mention that those two people that set the records, Joey Chestnut and me. I forgot her name. Mia.
No idea.
I can't remember. She had 49. He had 75. Do we call them athletes at this point in time? I
start this discussion.
I lost.
People are asking.
I lost it.
People
I lost the comedy side of it.
People are asking that.
But anyway,
question.
It was a big eating weekend.
Okay. You guys had a good one? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Buck, you have a great weekend?
Weekend.
Thumbs up does not work for radio, bud.
Yeah. Not good. No good in the hand signals.
Buck's sitting there just like, yep, thumbs up. I'm over here partying.
Yep.
What'd you do?
I played a bunch of golf.
Attaboy.
And I went to
I mean, similar to the whole LA thing. So my mom kind of lives up on a hill in Newburgh, and we were barbecuing with them for the 4th. And you could see kind of out on the horizon down towards Salem, just everybody doing their own personal fireworks. So it was, and we've been up there in years past, and it's never looked like that because everyone kind of just waits for whatever the city ones are in whatever area that are going to go off. But you saw everybody's little individual ones on the horizon, which was kind of cool.
I saw that some cities were doing like the, we're not going to tell you where, but we're still going to have our city fireworks, and you guys can enjoy them from your own home. We're going to do it in secret, but they still put on a little bit of a show.
Do it
safe.
Which
I think is pretty cool.
I saw one guy had he strapped double mortar cannons to his hands. He looked like a, I don't know.
It doesn't just sound safe.
No, it doesn't. It wasn't. And they were just in circular motion. It looked like a, I don't know. It was incredible.
That's like he got Roman candles for arms.
Roman candle arms, but it was with mortars, and they just didn't stop for a minute.
Yeah, that sounds like you're going to JPP yourself there, you know?
No, I,
remember that? Remember JPP?
This guy was going to America it up. He was going to light it up.
Woo! All right, well, I'm glad everybody had a good one. You know, having the good meats and good fireworks is
meats
part
and
of,
treats.
It's what it's all about, baby. That is what it's all about.
It's a good halfway point. You know, you got to get through. Once he gets 4th of July, then what do you normally look forward to after 4th of July?
Football.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I saw a great meme over the weekend that said maybe 2020 is like a mullet where we just party in the back. Back half is just a big old party, baby. Let's mullet 2020. Hopefully that's what it's like.
So business was the front.
I guess
we tightened it up in the front, and then the back half is just going to let it flow.
Yeah, hopefully that's what it looks like.
But much like a mullet, the business aspect of the front was very sloppy. It was not the most classic of haircuts.
It wasn't a great haircut. No.
You still knew it wasn't right. And then you get to the back, you're like, oh boy, you know, this is like a permed blowout mullet that they got going on here 2020. So hopefully that's what it's like in the back half. We will discuss football today. We've got actually quite a bit of football stuff. Cam Newton's back at it again. He's talking. I'm not sure what he means. But we will discuss. Cam Newton said he's done with being humble. Okay. Has he up to this point in his career not been humble?
No, I think it's just during this time.
Oh,
I think it's just during this stretch.
Okay.
He's thrown some shade the last couple weeks.
Sure has, and that's very unpatriot of him to do. We will have our case of the Mondays. What's grinding your gears this Monday morning? And these are always interesting ones because although you've got a tighter circle now with, you know, not seeing as many people as we have in the past on holidays, you still are around family. And anytime we have a family holiday, I have noticed that our case of the Mondays really start ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can let a rip at 503-250-1080. I have a question for you. With the way that 2020 has played out, everybody's, you know, traditions for the holidays that we've had so far have been changing the way that we've been going about business. Is this kind of a reset to some of the traditions that you have that you've been doing? Like my wife and I were talking about this. 4th of July has always been like, we do one thing after the other. It is planned out. We've got like 3 days of boom, 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 and it's nonstop. And it was kind of like, maybe this is our step back. We get to change kind of how we go about the 4th of July. Has 2020 kind of changed that for anybody else, or is that just me?
I don't know if I would consider that it's a legit question. It could be. I think that's a kind of a standard procedure for maybe a lot of everybody right now.
I know that, but I'm talking about the way we move forward with it. And it's like,
I sure as heck hope not. I'd rather hang out with more friends and have more beverages and enjoy more fireworks.
Agreed.
But that's just me. That's me. But maybe some
reset,
don't want as much.
Exactly.
Maybe not.
Exactly. When I say 3 days, it's 3 days of we do this, then we do this, then we do this, then we do this, then we do this. And most of it is awesome.
So maybe you're saying slow it down a little.
It's a get out of jail free to the things that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wait a minute.
Like those traditions.
We're married. You understand is that the things that you don't want to do don't matter.
Hey, this is where you plant the seed, though, of, hey.
It's a joke, by the way.
Wasn't it refreshing? No. You're joking, but
you're not. I'm not joking, but it was kind of a joke.
You know, you're joking, but you're not. because you know it's real. You got to plant that seed of, hey, maybe we can go without going to your second cousin's, you know, backyard barbecue that we sit there for an hour and then we leave and we go somewhere else.
Oh, the curtain, the pop-in, just to show your face.
It's the reset.
Yeah, you know, we'd like to be there. Just show your face. That way they know that you're important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And these are the things that we can sit there and we can go, I don't have to do that anymore. I can only do the things that I like to do because we've had this whole year pass where usually you don't have the excuse because it's tradition. You do it. That's just the way it is. Now you can kind of use this. I'm looking for the benefits here of what's been going on to get out and do something new. I think I saw something this past fourth that I'm gonna start adhering to. Clean it up a little bit. We can do it.
All right.
We can do it on the weekends. Pio and Alex has a great question. I had this question as well at 503-250-1080. Anyone else wonder how much these people pay for fireworks? It can't be cheap lighting all those mortars.
I don't know. I haven't really dived into the cost of fireworks because I usually let the others do that because I'm not saying it's a waste of money. I'm not going to say that because it's a celebration. It's fun. I just don't do it because all of my kids, I don't want them blowing their hands up and stuff. So I always would do it. I'm like, all right, we'll let the neighbors down the street, the other people do it because it's more fun. But they can't. You spend like $100. Everybody has a $100 budget. You can get a pretty good. I know people that spend $1,000 and get a pallet. And join up with the pack. I mean, it just look if that's your thing, and you do it safely, and you enjoy it. Well, I mean, I hate on that. Fireworks. I used to love. Come on, who didn't love fireworks as a kid?
No, I do love fireworks. But how much are you spending on these things? And what is your fireworks budget?
It's kind of like once it's over in what 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, but that's a
huge explosion.
That's a lot. That's not very much return on your investment. For $1,000, you could get a nice new set of golf clubs that'll last you a decade.
Absolutely. But you got you rank your priorities.
True.
Some priorities just want to have this to celebrate. It's a birthday. How many times you just gone like, you know what? Spend a night out on the town. Went on a little trip. Certainly didn't last 15 minutes, but it was hey.
Hey.
Yeah, even those, I feel like I could, I could enjoy a nice 3-hour dinner or a weekend away, but I'm like, oh, there goes my $1,000 in 15 minutes.
Yeah, how many times?
But nobody, that's nice... not the average.
No,
I would bet
not.
It's probably like $100.
How much is that that dinner ever had a backyard full of people cheering for you, though? That's what and I think that's why
good
they
point.
Do it. I think it's the backyard full of friends and family that are cheering for that guy.
Yeah.
That is his moment, right? That $1,000 golf set of golf clubs that you're getting, they're not cheering for you.
No.
But that backyard full of folks that are all lit and
you got
full
the
of
neighborhood
food.
Cul-de-sac on display. They're waiting for you.
Yeah.
They need you.
Yeah.
It's like Bill. Bill's got the whole setup. We're super excited. Come out with the lawn chairs, a few cold ones.
Also,
kids are excited with the sparklers. It's game on.
I've a follow-up question to this. Where do you get these now? Do you still got to go to the reservations?
No, they have you.
Is that
were
where
you not
go?
Listening to our radio advertising?
No, but those aren't the big. The
yes,
big
they are.
Mortars, are they?
Yes, they are. You just have to light them off in a specific time. You're allowed to at a specific time.
Oh, so those are still legal up in Washington?
Well,
in
yeah.
Oregon, I think it's like the 6-foot rule, right?
Yeah. I've never heard the 6-foot rule.
Yeah, in Oregon, you can't go.
I don't think anybody in LA heard the 6-foot rule either.
No, but that's my question is where are you getting these big old
They're not illegal. At? They obviously are not illegal because everybody was lighting them.
Well, here they are. Here they are. They are illegal. The cops
allegedly.
Just drive around.
Well, I was
just
going to wonder, did anybody get a ticket for an illegal firework?
Yeah.
I have no idea if anybody did. I'm not saying they did or didn't. I just didn't see it.
Whoa. It's $300 to $500 for a few good cakes and some mortars and Roman candles. What are cakes? Anybody? What are cakes?
I think those are the ones that is it's kind of like a big pack and you light one and then there's
they all have little tubes
thing.
In it. It's it's like a giant rectangle and you just light one and they all got, it looks like a cake.
I had no.
And they all got little tubes in them, and they just do it on themselves.
I don't know for sure, but I think that's what that is.
Yeah, that's what it is. And mortars is where, mortar bombs, they come with the little, and then you drop them in, and they,
I'm not privy to the firework wording. All right, 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. All right, we got we got some NFL chatter, college football to talk about today. A new, using the air quotes here, report of where Damian Lillard would want to be traded has surfaced, plus some NBA talk as well. So your thoughts, 503-250-1080 and our P1 social today, changing the game. Who are the biggest movers of their sport, changing the way it's played? Because golf may have one on their hands. But where we start, a new world record was dropped twice. Dusty and Cam on the fan. All right, it is 6:20. Dusty here, Cam Cleveland with you. I went and I saw the... You mentioned a good question, posed a very good question. Was anybody cited for illegal fireworks? And so I did a little research during the break. I could only find one story, but there is much more to that story than just letting off fireworks in Lincoln City. But it does say Oregon law forbids possession or use or sale of fireworks that fly, explode, or travel more than 6 feet off the ground or 12 inches in the air. So bottle rockets, Roman candles, firecrackers are all illegal in Oregon.
Okay.
That's boring. That's firecrackers, though.
In the whole state of Oregon?
Yeah.
I looked over across the river. That didn't stop anybody.
Nope.
It sounds more like a guideline.
And that's my question of where do you get these? Yeah. How do you go when you find these ones?
Maybe it's that you can buy them, but you're not supposed to light them. Just to look at them.
Like steroids?
Right.
Where, like, for a long time it was, it's not illegal to have steroids. It's illegal to use them or sell them, though. Mm. So what are you doing with them?
I don't know. Illegal for us to have steroids. Take all the steroids I want.
There you go, bud.
The only thing I'm competing on is age, competing against Father Time.
HGH? Have you thought of taking the having the HGH, like the, you know what I'm talking about, not like for performance enhancement, but for...
Isn't it, that's what it is, performance enhancement? I'm creeping up on the half century mark here.
Well, no, I'm talking...
It's all about performance at this point.
What kind of performance are we talking?
The kind of performance that guys do when they get older.
But it's like, I'm not talking for power cleaning or explosive, keeping yourself able to dunk. I'm talking like for vitality, looking younger. You know how you do a lot of clinics, anti-aging clinics, a la Biogenesis.
Let's go.
Have you thought of doing that?
I haven't. No, I haven't thought about it yet. I haven't got to that point, but so I'm sure eventually. Yet. I'm not opposed to that if you need that. You need a little kick in the pants, a little juice, a little diet and exercise will take you to the next level. But sometimes, the body needs a little jump start.
There you go.
What's wrong with taking everything on the table? Survey it all, see what happens.
In moderation.
Or not.
Oh, just go. Joey Chestnut did
Speaking
it again.
Speaking of moderation, segue into this.
World record, 75 hot dogs at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition.
Boy, Peter King didn't like this.
See, what is up with him? Why are people... He does this every year.
Does he?
Yes.
I don't know.
Every
I have no idea.
Year, he used to write a whole column about it.
Well, gluttony is one of the seven deadly sins. I mean, he just took it to the next level.
He talks, and he is disgusted about it, and now it's just turned into Peter King retweeting everybody who has this is gross. Why are we glorifying this? Peter King
has been extremely woke since about March.
It is.
He has been extremely woke. Sounds like everybody on Pro Football Talk has turned into a woke group.
But it is something he's always been railed against, is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition, which Joey Chestnut won his 13th.
Mm-hmm. Talk about what do you say? 13 in a row? What happens when we get a documentary in 15 years from now and find out that Joey Chestnut was illegally expanding his stomach, and now we're going to get a Lance Armstrong documentary, and he's going to have to give back all those trophies that he won in about 10 years.
I actually saw a documentary. It was like, MTV had that show True Life, and it was True Life, I'm a Competitive Eater, and it followed him.
Yeah.
And
there's no way can't tell me he's not cheating.
But they showed how he was expanding his stomach. He drinks eat like two heads of lettuce and then drink like 4 gallons of water. It just stretches your stomach lining so much that just ready to expand and put all those dogs down.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're stretching your stomach,
uh-huh.
right?
Not healthy, I don't think.
Well, so I'm asking this from a doctor's perspective, because certainly I'm not a doctor, but there's organs around there. And I know that our bodies can expand and move, but at some point in time, you're pushing some things in the places where you probably shouldn't be pushing them.
Definitely.
Because there's no extra cap. It's like you're not creating more space. You're just pushing stuff aside.
Yeah, the human body is a pretty impressive thing. Because, I mean, totally not the same thing, but you talk about like pushing other organs around. Like when a woman gets pregnant, you know, things shift in there. You're growing an entire human in there. And yeah. As you're talking about pushing organs to the side and stuff, it just, I'm amazed by the human body. And it never ceases to amaze me. And what Joey Chestnut does is wild, because you would also think, like, in our minds, we have these people who would be competitive eaters and they'd be like these 400-pound dudes, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're not. Joey Chestnut does, I mean, he is now no beacon of like physical fitness or anything like that, but he isn't like this overweight guy who can just eat a ton. He is a normal looking dude.
This is the question that I think the all of us need to know, and I think everybody wants to answer the answer to this question. What happens post competition? Is this a, excuse me while I go to the back and empty a few things also? Because I'm assuming if I can put it in, it's just as fast. I can certainly take it out just as fast. Or is this a, I'm going to process this over the next couple days. I probably won't eat, because they said he ingested over 20,000 calories.
21,750. That is,
and I don't know what's the gal's name again? I forgot her name.
I don't know.
I forgot her name.
I don't know.
I think it's Mickey Sugo.
Mickey Sugo. Yes, thank you. That's what it is. Where is the calories going? I tend to think, guessing here.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going in the back and they're having a little you know.
There is
a little
you have to hold it for a certain amount of time.
It's either 10 or 15 minutes. You have to keep it down afterwards.
Yeah.
So my dad used to have a jumbo burger eating competition when he owned Helvetia Tavern, and it was 15 minutes that they had him hold it, and they had to all sit around the table where the competition was happening.
With buckets. I know there were buckets in play.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. People were puking all over, man. Yeah. I mean, it was gross.
Yeah.
And
sounds like a scene out of Stand By Me.
Yeah, the guy who set the record back in the day, though, he was like one of these Joey Chestnut guys, and they asked him, like, hey, dude, how did you do it? And he did the same thing. He would drink a ton of water. He'd eat a big food or big dinner the night before. He actually, the night before, went to, like, Sailor's Steakhouse and ate the huge steak and did that the night before. And then he said he didn't eat breakfast, and he rode his bike from Portland out to Hillsboro, so 13-mile bike ride in the morning to kind of get his little workout in. And then he was like this skinny dude, and he just pounded
crazy
burgers. That's
crazy.
They train for this.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why people get so upset at, we do this once a year.
Yeah.
What's the problem with, like, we let off fireworks like once a year, maybe twice if you're a New Year's fireworks person.
Oh, it's just more reason.
And also, just like other things, if you don't like it, you don't have to watch. No. Peter King doesn't have to tune in.
Oh, spend it's just time obnoxious. With your family. The whole obnoxiousness of the side of, it's just like, we need to remember. Well, then, okay, right. So everything, it has to be what, I don't know. I got nothing positive to say right now about that. That just drives me crazy.
Hey, say something positive about Joey Chestnut.
Well, I can say something positive because he's not an athlete. Oh, God, that's not positive. He's not an athlete. But it's impressive.
His body's doing some weird things.
If you do have a switch on your television that can change the channel. When did that become one?
Twitter.
When did we become, we only have one channel?
Put down Twitter for an hour and you'll miss it. You know? Like, that's it. I would
miss it?
Oh, God, I didn't even
blow
know.
Blow it up.
I didn't even know it happened.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking, you'll miss the competition.
Oh, yeah.
Not miss Twitter.
Yeah.
You'll miss the whole media cycle about it. If you just put it down for an hour. And Joey Chestnut, though, 75, another record. Hey.
75.
I'll golf clap that.
The most impressive thing I heard about it was that you could have taken more than half of his time away and he still would have had enough dogs to win. Like he basically bested the rest of the competition in like 4.5 minutes. He was done with like 50 something in that point in time, and no one else even finished with that many.
It looks so painful when they do it.
It sure does.
It's just that their face looks like it's going to explode.
Yep.
They're drinking water, and it's just, Is there anything more disgusting than watered down bread?
Yeah, that's the really gross part. I guess when we first kind of became aware of Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut, this seemed gross, but it's almost like we've normalized the dipping of the buns. That's disgusting.
Joey Chestnut.
So we won a sandwich eating contest. All right, good.
No, don't start this. Yeah, I know what you're doing. I see what you're doing here.
It's meat between buns. What else do you want to say? It's bread and buns.
I'm not getting into this.
A hot dog is just plain. A plain hot dog is a hot dog.
A hot dog is a hot dog.
It's
not a sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
When you see a hot dog cart, do you walk up and say, can I get a sandwich?
Yeah, can I get between two buns? Give me a sandwich.
Well, I often say, can I get between two buns? Wait, what?
No.
Joey Chestnut has changed the game. Is Bryson DeChambeau doing it? The biggest movers of their sport, who are they? Who's changing the game in their respective sport? 503-250-1080. That is the Fan Text line. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
Every morning at 6:30, Dusty and Cam want to hear from you.
Went to the coast, we get together, have a few laughs.
It's time for Dusty and Cam's P1 Social.
Want me to drive?
No, I'll drive.
The time of the day where you drive the conversation.
Well, we're waiting.
Text Dusty and Cam at 503-250-1080 and get social with us.
This is your time.
On 1080.
Now go out there and take it.
The Fan.
503-250-1080. Dusty here, Cam Cleland with you on this Monday morning. Bryson DeChambeau finally did it. He won the Rocket Mortgage Classic, 23 under par. And we've talked about Bryson DeChambeau. He looks like the Incredible Hulk of golf. And during quarantine, he went into a body transformation.
Which this is...
And it's paying off.
Well, first of all...
Yes?
In the big scheme of things, he's just a... He's an average-looking guy when we're talking about... Come on. He's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
He's bigger. He's put on some lbs.
So how much does he weigh?
235 to 240. Is that an Incredible Hulk size when we're talking about in the sports world?
Professional golf?
But for golf, that's what I was trying to get there. But for golf, he might as well be Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
What's the biggest golfer you've ever seen play professionally? John Daly is a very little man.
He's maybe
5. If he's 5'10", I'd be like, all right, you'd be lucky if he's 5'10". Maybe.
I don't know who the biggest golfer is. Who is that big German dude? Boy.
Oh, Henrik Stenson's about 6'5". Phil Mickelson's 6'3", 6'4".
He's Belgian.
I think about Vijay Singh. Wasn't he like
Vijay 6'4"?
Known as like the big Fijian, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you're not seeing really tall dudes out there playing.
Oh, Tony Finau.
Tony Finau, 6'3", 6'8", he's around in there. But thin, wiry.
Yeah.
Bryson DeChambeau has just changed the game. Big dudes can play golf.
He got yoked.
We unite.
Yeah, well, there you go. His driving average for the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit, 350 yards.
Is that good? Is that good? Is that long?
It's only the most all-time.
It is insane.
So Tiger Woods previously had that record, 341-yard average for a tournament. Bryson shattered it.
My favorite part over the weekend was on, Friday? You had Bubba Watson. He teed off and he goes, take that, Bryson. And a couple of 15 minutes later.
Skinny little Bubba.
Bubba hit it 340 or whatever. And then 15 minutes later, Bryson DeChambeau's group went to the same hole. And Bryson DeChambeau flew the ball just as far as Bubba Watson's drive went after the roll.
Yeah.
He flew it that far. In the air, it went as far as Bubba's did after the roll. He is just absolutely crushing the ball, but everybody's like, well, wait till he wins one. Well, he won one, and he did it in come-from-behind fashion, where he went 66, 67, 67, 65, and track down Matthew Wolf. Is he changing the game of golf in the way that it's played?
So I found this interesting, not just because he won. First of all, he's finished in the top tens, but he had an altercation happen on Thursday with a cameraman. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about changing the way we watch golf is because we're watching more and more sports, whatever you can is on, but we're focusing on something we haven't seen before. We haven't seen a linebacker play golf like this. First of all, we were thinking, oh, these big guys can be able to play. The issue came up, what happened is he had a bad shot in the sand on Saturday, I want to say, and then got upset. And then the cameraman ended up following him. And then he had an altercation with him. I don't know if it was an altercation. It was a discussion of, do you need to follow me? And then his quote was, the PGA Tour needs to do a better job protecting players. We talked about this very briefly, and you mentioned about how you want to see athletes swear more. Essentially, I'm breaking it down. Have a more human moment
I want to see their personalities more. Yeah.
So I asked this, and Bryson DeChambeau's got a legitimate question, and I'm on the side of I don't really need to see it because I don't think you want to see it because at this point, the way society is at any point, and I think Bryson DeChambeau, it's a great example of Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson was so scared to hit a golf ball with a crab. He was terrified. He's like, oh, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world. I don't need any crab hate. And I say this not in a fashion of joking. It's like these guys are walking around going, if I say one small thing, if I say gosh dang it to heck or something, and I offend some group or something like that, Bryson DeChambeau's legitimate quote. He's like, your job is to make us. Now, if you're a professional athlete and you're on television, are you just sign up for the, well, you're on TV, deal with it? Or is it the job of PGA Tour and other sporting organizations to make sure that their athletes are shown in a light that doesn't get them the hate or the anger or the angst that everybody is showing towards people right now? And Bryson is, I get it. His name is Bryson. He does things weird. He's a professor. He's put on weight. His clubs are weird. He says things. My quote was, I don't think you're going to see this from athletes. And athletes are going to think it's cool for like the start, but there's going to be a couple that get lambasted by a groups of people, and it's not going to be good.
See, with this, I think like Bryson DeChambeau, what he's got to realize, like you sign up for the good and the bad when you're playing, right?
He knows
like,
that
the camera, it's not the cameraman's fault that he hit a bad shot in the sand and slammed his club down, dropped an S-bomb.
Well, it's not the cameraman that's doing it, Buck. You know who's doing this. It's the producer in the truck telling him to follow.
But the cameraman's job is to follow the golfers on the course. And what Bryson DeChambeau has done, and this is what Bryson DeChambeau needs to get used to, is that he has become a name on the tour where everything that he does, people want to follow him, good and bad. So is he upset when they want to follow him for the good things?
I don't think that's what the point is that there is something that he's saying. Should there be a little bit of discretion when you're trying to show these guys? And I'm not saying yay or nay, but I can understand from his perspective or any athlete like that. They might be like 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, players are like, show me the edge. The edge is interesting. The edge might not be a little interesting anymore.
I think it is because look.
You may think it is, but everything you say to the point of scrutinization is that these guys are scared. Bubba Watson didn't want to hit a ball because of a crab. They're scared.
But here's the thing that Bryson DeChambeau missed is that nobody was criticizing his reaction to the shot. They were criticizing the reaction to the cameraman because that human moment didn't upset people.
It will.
But will it?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have we been upset when people have those moments where like dropping blank, you know, on a bad shot? If anything, golfers at home, a majority of them are sitting there laughing.
You're not serious, right? I mean, but think about it. Just two women just danced, one in their 50s, one in their early 40s during a Super Bowl, and it woke an entire saying it was most that was the Super Bowl halftime show of two ladies just enjoying their time and their craft that they've always done their entire lives.
But isn't that?
But now that's something you want to cover the eyes of your child. So my thing is that be careful what you wish for getting closer to everybody and wanting to see the true details of an athlete in their competitive mindset. We're not talking about them at home on the reality television they sign up for. Hopefully this is what he's saying. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. These athletes are now more scared than ever to show who they are.
And I think Bryson DeChambeau, in this instance, he made a mountain out of a molehill.
Maybe.
I mean,
but none of us are sitting in his shoes, so I don't know what else to tell you.
But at the same time, I mean, you don't have to really be in his shoes to sit there and look at the fact that, you know, whether it's Phil or Tiger or, you know, Brooks Koepka, whoever, Rory, they've all had those moments. You know, Rory McIlroy, when he had his meltdown at the Masters and the cameras were following him, you know, it wasn't, he didn't come out and be like, well, you know, why'd you make me look
bad?
But
it's a different time, dude. It is a different time. That was 2014.
So are the cameramen supposed to stop following guys when they have bad shots?
No, no. That maybe that's not what I'm trying to say, is that guys are more socially, consciously aware of every action they do, and they are, in athletes or anybody out there, is more cautious and in fear of doing something that will upset or offend something and then ruin their careers or do something. That has to be a conscious thought of anybody out there in media or in sports or in public light.
One thing that I love that he did, though, is he said that, he goes, it's my passion for the game, and my passion for the game is coming out. That's completely understandable.
Sure.
And I think that's what people do want to see, is they don't want to see robots out there. They want to see people who have reactions, good, like Tiger's fist pump when he dropped big putts was a reaction that we didn't see except for Chichi Rodriguez on in golf before. You know, it was very rare you got to see people
have reactions
to big putts and big reactions, good and bad. And that's what endeared a lot of people to Tiger Woods, too.
Well, you're going
to
see less of it now.
503-250-1080. Bryson DeChambeau is changing the game of golf, though, with the long drives. And he's going long. And the standardized club lengths. Are we going to see more of this across the game of golf? And who are the other guys in sports? When you look at the people who have changed their sport respectively, who are the ones that have made the biggest influence? Because there's golfers that are saying DeChambeau may be doing that right now. 503-250-1080. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. Bryson DeChambeau may be changing the game of golf as we know it. It started, you know, he is aeronautics. He majored in aeronautical engineering at SMU. And when he came onto the tour, he made headlines because he uses clubs that are all the same length, which was different and weird. And everybody's like, what is this nerd doing? But he said that he wanted to do that because he wanted his swing to be the same for every club in his bag and just wanted the trajectory to be different. Well, he has now caught headlines because he just bulked up, and his 4,000 calorie per day diet that he was using during quarantine got muscle to where now he's driving the ball and absolutely crushing it. And the question now is Bryson DeChambeau changing the game? And he seems to think so.
I think that the most important thing is that I've shown people that there's another way to do it, and there's going to be other people trying to come up and do it that way. For me, I think there are going to be people trying to hit a little harder, some of them, but at the end of the day, it's going to take a generation for this to all evolve into something different. I really think that there's going to be a lot more players down the road trying to hit it as far as they possibly can, and it's straight.
And then
He's true. I mean, it's completely true, yeah. And it was already, this theory has already been proven. You know why? Because Tiger already did it. Tiger did it in 1998, but when he jumped on the scale in 2002, he was 20 pounds heavier. He was thicker. He made everybody, guys weren't working out. Nobody was working out. Phil looked like he looked like dad bod, like the worst dad bod you've ever seen. And all those guys growing up, nobody worked out. Nobody, even Jack Nicklaus, none of those guys exercise. You're like, I'll trim down, I'll stop eating ice cream. And then all of a sudden, length became a big deal because you needed to get longer, but you needed to take advantage of strength and then fitness. And then now look at the way Rory McIlroy changed his body completely. So, yeah, he's right. Guys are going to get bigger, faster, stronger. We're not going to be enamored with the sweet, silky impact of golf. You're going to see just mutant long drive guys come out and go, well, all I need is a driver and a wedge, and I just got to learn to putt. Just going to smash it over everybody. Yeah, all right, let's go.
The whole drive for show, putt for dough is changing now in golf. And Kevin Kisner, and he finished third, by the way, at 18 under, he even said it. He goes, dude, this is the future. What we're seeing right now at DeChambeau is the future of a golf.
Smash.
And it should be noted, Kisner is 5'10", 165 pounds. And so him saying that, he's going, he's like, look, you're going to see a lot more guys, and everybody needs to kind of get on board with this because of the way that DeChambeau's doing it.
Now, will golf, the greater question is going to be, is first of all, you can only get to the point where professional golf starts looking really good. Like, all right, those guys hit it a long ways. But the majority of us as amateur golfers can't hit it like that. And so golf courses are not going to be able to handle it. So what are they going to end up doing? Are they going to end up regulating the game back, not allowing this to happen as somebody keeps pushing the envelope? Do you make courses 8,000 yards, which is insanity? And you look at that, but if that's the future of what golf can do, they're not making more land. So, I mean, the Masters can't go back any further unless they just buy up more and more land around them and keep moving the tees further and further back, which they keep buying all the land around them anyway.
More fairway bunkers. Just or I was going to say, could you bunkers make, right in the middle?
Could you make the fairways narrower?
So I think that what they have to do, and I think this is the truth, because the not the older generation of golf, but the ones that are really analyzing it is, okay, fine, your equipment's already capped when you talk about drivers at 460cc head drivers. They're going to start capping the golf ball and not allowing it to be four pieces. And they might just have what's called a universal golf ball, just like when you show up and you use the Duke at the NFL or you use the Spalding. Now, it's not going to be a Spalding. It's going to be a Wilson now in the NBA. You might just get your 12 allotted golf balls that are handed to you on the first tee. And there you go. This is the golf. Everybody's playing the same golf ball today. Now, I know it doesn't sound good for the business of golf balls.
Taking money out of the players' pockets there.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if you're taking money, but potentially.
Well,
but you could say
Callaway
Bridgestone.
Guys.
Here's your Bridgestone approved. Here's your Titleist approved. Here's your Callaway approved. Whatever you want to say. But that's the balls, the issue.
503-250-1080. This text says, I'm really surprised more people aren't on the same club leg thing. That absolutely makes more sense than for amateurs especially.
Well, the hardest part about that is that the longer the club is, the harder it is to hit.
Yeah, that's because why your four iron's so hard to hit.
Yeah, well, it's hard to hit. But if you practice at it, if anybody put in the hours that a pro does, I think you could end up being a better player, no question. But it takes thousands of hours.
And this is an interesting one because this is what happened. You mentioned Tiger in 2002. He came back bulked up, and we've all known that he has said that part of the reason why his body broke down so quickly is because of the rigorous workouts that he was doing. And this text says Bryson's swing will not hold. He's going to get injured.
So
there's nothing natural about it. Look at DJ. His swing is a natural move.
That
reign of dominance, though, is something you can't ignore.
Well, tell me this, though. If I told you you could go on the PGA Tour and bulk up and play 4 years and win three majors and win a Masters, a U.S. Open, or a PGA Tour and be in the top five and make a couple $50, $60 million, would you sacrifice 4 years for that? Maybe your back goes out. Maybe you learn. But then you drop your weight. You do a bunch of yoga. And you go play on the Senior Tour. Who cares if it doesn't hold up? He's a top 10 player. If it doesn't hold up for what? These guys' careers can last 20 years if they want to. They can back off and slide into the top 30 as often as they want, still make $200,000, $400,000 per tournament. I mean, who cares if it doesn't hold up? He's one of the best in the world, right? John Daly is a walking example of a four-year run.
Yeah,
that's it.
And what Bryson DeChambeau can do is, if it is too much for him, he can go from making $1.35 million per week to what he was before, which was he was a top 20 finisher consistently, which that would net him about $131,000 a week.
Also, you know who just like it blew up out of mindset? Go try to find a Cobra driver right now because that's what he uses. Guess who's ecstatic when John Daly decided to be a Wilson Whale driver? It's about marketing. And everyone's like, well, Bryson DeChambeau's hit the ball that far, I better go grab myself a Cobra driver. Hottest driver out there right now.
Get huge.
That's the truth.
503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. Coming up next hour, your case of the Mondays. Let her rip. What's grinding your gears? 503-250-1080. But next, a new report on Damian Lillard. Does he want out of Portland? Dustin Cam on the Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Parts.